All right, Coach. We have visual proof. You're actually. It looks like you're on a couch, so you are relaxing.
This is actually my big chair. My couches are over there, but yeah, I am kicking back.
Okay. Now, people would think we're going to send Coach to his ranch to get him away from here, so we know he'll relax. I've been there. I'm saying they must believe that you can relax because there is lots to be distracted about when you're at the ranch. There's lots of fun things to do. So they must have faith that you can relax.
Yeah, well, it's been raining a lot, so I haven't been able to do a lot of fun stuff. But did a little bit of fishing the other day. You know, just little bitty things, that not real exciting stuff.
I can assure you that your soldiers here are following the rules. I tried to get Prefer to let me operate the jugs machine. He wouldn't let me do it. So, yeah. So, everyone's behaving here. So you can be rest assured. Think about how much things have changed for you. You can stay up to date on practice to some degree, even though you're 800 miles away. I mean, you couldn't have done that when you first started coaching. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is crazy. They'll probably have me coaching from here next. Coaching.
But see, that's why I hope this is somewhat unenjoyable for you, because I don't want this to be regular. I want you to come back. So I hope it's not that enjoyable.
It's not that enjoyable.
Okay.
No.
When you're watching practices, I know that you will focus on these are some things that we can do better, and we don't want to talk about those. What do you like that you're seeing through the first three OTAs?
I think the guys are giving really good effort. I think they've continued with the things that we've been working on in phase two. So, you know, the working on their techniques, working on the different schematic things. You know, this is about the third time that we've installed the offense and the defense and the special teams. So there isn't very many mistakes. Guys are doing a pretty good job of taking care of one another because we don't have pads on. So they're trying to be mindful of, you know, each other. Some of the rookies have to learn how to practice a little bit. But for the most part, you know, all that stuff is good. I've been getting good reports about the weight room. You know, and things are going pretty smooth. The coaches are doing a great job.
Yeah. I think if you were to talk to someone who didn't watch the Vikings over the last, you know, 2+ years with you as a head coach, 3 seasons, you know, you would tell them that the defensive line has really played well for the Vikings the last few years. But then they would look at some of the offseason moves, and you guys have addressed the defensive line quite a bit. So can you talk about what your mindset is with that? And everyone talks about the offense, and we got to do this and that, but you also are trying to pay attention to the defense, even though that's been playing well for you.
Yeah, well, it's really important. You know, the three technique is a very critical position that we have on our defense. It allows you to be really good defensively if you have a good three technique. So we've added a few of those guys. You know, we're always looking for pass rushers, any kind of pass rushers that we can find, and guys that can cover. So, you know, some of the defensive ends that we drafted in free agents, I think those are just adding more to, you know, when you can find a guy like Danelle Hunter and, you know, and they meet our criteria and they're great kids and great people. You know, we want to try and add as many of those as we can.
Yeah. When you think about rookies, you've had them for the rookie camp and you had them for, you know, most of phase two. When do you feel like you get a good idea of what they are? I mean, does that happen before training camp where it's like, this is what we thought he was before we signed him or drafted him, and this is what they're like now, and this is what we have to work on? When does that happen for a rookie?
You know, it's hard to say. They're all a little bit different. Sometimes they take a little bit longer, you know, trying to get to this, understand the speed of the game, the different complexities of the systems. And then sometimes you say, man, this, we hit on this one, and then yeah, it'd be the same way. So it just, you know, it's a little bit of, wait and see with all of them, really.
You know, I know that you've been keeping up with Teddy and his rehab and his progress, so there was nothing new or anything for you this week, but a lot of people got to see Teddy in action on the side as part of his rehab, and a lot of fans loved that. They loved seeing that. I know that wasn't new to you, but it was new to a lot of the fans. But what, you know, do you share in their enthusiasm? I know you've said he's got a long way to go, and so has Rick. So, but do you share in their enthusiasm seeing Teddy on the field?
Well, I do. I mean, anytime you see what happened to him, and then you see the little steps, little increments that they take in the rehab, and then they go to where they progress to finally doing really football kind of movements. I think that's always a real big positive step, and it made me feel a lot better about the way that he's progressing as well.
All right. Well, we'll let you get back to having fun at the ranch or relaxing at the ranch. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes with us.
Have a good day.
All right. Feel good soon. We'll see you. All right.
See you soon. Bye-bye.